Good morning, Rechim Hayodim Klal Dalad. So we still have to clarify in the Simon Hay how much hair is problematic, that the Chayyam does not give us a shear in regards to what would be problematic for Dibrei Torah and Dibrei Tefillah. And that's one. And then the general question, when we say that the woman has a chiyuv to cover the hair, how much hair is allowed to be covered or uncovered, it still has to be clarified. We're going to come back to that. But meanwhile, let's go back to Siman Dalet. The Chayyim says, "Avak Abdalinyan Dibrei Torah Lo Nikra Erva Elim Kein Megula Tefach." Even though we already pointed out that in regards to the Isser of Dibrei Kedusha, saying either Dibrei Torah or Dibrei Tefillah in the presence of Erva, at least for certain parts, there is a shear of a Tefach. And less than tefach is permitted. That's not referring to the man's right to look at the woman. That's talking about the chazal put it in erva, that since the area is uncovered, the woman not say divitara whether the person is whether the man is looking at the woman or not. Avol histakel b'isha, when it comes the responsibility of the man in regards to looking at a woman. Seeing parts of her body, looking at parts of her body which would be uncovered, that's going to be a problem. Even if it's less than a tefach, I feel a bit zvikatan shederach liyus megula. Even not a part of the body which is clearly the norm to be uncovered. For example, a woman's finger. If a man would stare at that intentionally. If he would look at that part of a woman's body, her finger, because he derives pleasure from the beauty of her finger, even that, he's giving the most extreme example, which is actually from Chazal. Over the law, a person transgresses a law. Which law is this? The law of the Sasurachar, the Vavchim, Acharei, that a person should not be led astray by his heart and by his eyes. Because I'll understand when a person is looking, a man is looking at a woman who is not his wife for the purpose of deriving pleasure from that. There's an issue in the Torah, issue deraisa in the Torah of l'sasurach revavchem. A person will be led astray by his eyes. The Hanoah itself is problematic, and then where the Hanoah might lead, the Torah asked that possibility. This can lead the person astray, but he becomes focused and interested in these type of things, and that leads him into a different direction. So the Torah asked that to start with. Obviously, some of the certain which we mentioned in regards to the woman's chiyuv to dress properly apply to the man as well. A man cannot draw himself close towards people which are prohibited to him. He should not be, and by being attracted and focusing on them, he's going to transgress that avera. It's a lack of kedushim tiyu, obviously as well. And it's a lack of the man acting the same way the man is a chiyuv to act bitznius himself, acting in a way which is undermining the tznius by being attracted to a woman. He's not acting the way of tznius, so he would have the iser of the smak to not act in a way which is tznius. There's another aver as well. The Chazal said that if a man is going to be attracted to woman to the point that he's thinking improper thoughts vis-a-vis about a woman, which would cause him to be aroused and potentially release zera. He's over the isra, another isra in the Torah. When Yishmartim called Abaro, Chazal Darshan, that this means that a person has to be careful not to be mahar b'yarm, but tabali de tumah b'layla. That a person should not be mahar b'yarm, and even to the point that therefore when he dreams and causes to have an emission at nighttime of his zera. He was over in Avera in that as well. So there's an Isser of Hearer, there's an Isser of Histaklus, and both of those are true. And he says that the The punishment for this is very significant. So there is an isser of histaklus on a woman in any part of her body. So that obviously means that the fact that a part of the body can be uncovered for a Torah and tefillah purposes does not play any role at all in regards to the man's permission to look at a woman. Now the Chayyim says this word histaklus, we need to clarify more what that means in the next year.